Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Breathe it in, everybody. Draw that in. Take a deep breath. What is that I smell? Victory! It's a Victory Wednesday here on The Junks. Good morning to all. We are The Junkies, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of The Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today.
We've got three Caps jerseys.
Yes, we do.
Being worn. I don't know about JP. He's not here yet.
And an empty chair.
Empty chair, JP. I don't know if he's going to have his on, but
maybe he was just caught up in the Caps making the playoffs sellies celebration.
Yeah, maybe he went out to a bar or something after the win.
Maybe
yeah.
He had a few too many drinks during the game. Like I guess now I have to continue adding a drink to my nightly regimen of.
Yeah, hold on. You realize
it's a superstition now.
You realize that's going to continue throughout the entire.
I guess it has to.
What did you do though? I thought you just did kind of the same thing
you did
the night before.
I added a Scotty's vodka cocktail
into the two beer mix. You did. Yeah.
Yeah. So I did that again last night. Caps win. Caps get into the playoffs. Highly unlikely that the Caps would make the playoffs.
Incredible.
I mean, we were looking at their percentages just a month and a half ago, and their percentages
6%.
Were like 6%.
Yeah. Up to 72%. Maybe that was the highest.
Right.
Then it dipped back down to the 40s.
Mm-hmm. Now, I will never mention that site's name again because I got into a weird dust-up with the guy who runs the site last night.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
Why? He was bitter?
No. It was weird. So the Caps win. So I go to the site that I'll never name again on air, and I screenshotted because they hadn't updated the Caps playoff percentages after the win.
Uh-huh.
So I screenshotted it was 42%, and then I wrote over the 42%. 100%.
Right. And the guy took that personally?
And tweeted it. Here's the problem. There's a deeper layer to it. And somebody hit me to this on Twitter after he responded. Let me find the exact response.
Yeah, look. Hockey nerd drama.
It was hockey nerd
Twitter
drama
streets.
At like the highest level last night. I was surprised by it. Let me see the exact interaction.
I can't believe the guy. You dropped his site a million times for free.
Literally a million times.
And is he a local guy?
I don't know if he's
probably not a local guy.
I don't know if he's local.
Yeah, he didn't get it.
So his response to my tweet was, "Congratulations to the Caps, the luckiest worst playoff team ever."
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So that was.
That's definitely a slight.
He definitely took that personally.
It's definitely a slight. But then somebody tweeted
but
this.
But that's not a shot at you.
Not a shot at me. And
yeah.
I just found it like to be a weird response. You know, like people are celebrating. Nobody's saying the Caps are going to win the Stanley Cup. People are just happy that the Caps are qualified for
ring.
The playoffs.
I did notice that.
Flex. I didn't bring my ring in, but I do like Flex.
You should have tweeted him back the ring.
I should.
Hey, do it right now. Take a picture of Eric's ring and tweet him right now. Right now.
I'll add that to the thread.
Maybe I'll wear it tomorrow.
So anyway, somebody later told me that he has some sort of vendetta towards Ovi because he feels like Ovi's too close to Putin, whatever. So like when you go when you click on Ovi's like bio on that site, which I'll never ever name again.
He's definitely close to
not
Putin.
Ever. Like every other player, it goes to their stats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when you click on Ovi's name, it goes to like an article about his Putin ties. Mm. So he clearly has an axe to grind.
He has an agenda.
He has an agenda. So anyway, that's just a weird subplot. Won't even mention that ever again. But let's get back. Play that music again.
Play it again,
Valdez.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is time to celebrate.
Did you tell the guy to F off or anything?
I keep it classy. I did. I said kind of weird response. And then I just listed, you know, that Ovi caught fire. Chucky Lindgren put the team on his back to carry them to the playoffs.
Right.
And I just left it at that.
Yeah.
I'll never
have
interaction
with that
person ever again.
Maybe he's based in New York.
I don't know. I honestly don't care.
He's a crazy person.
Yeah, he's an insane person.
We'll never drop that website again.
Never ever again.
It's one of the more, you know, I don't follow the NHL year to year besides the Caps, but I was talking to Alan May yesterday. He said, before the game, he said he's never seen anything like this where four teams on the last day, essentially the last day or the last game, had a shot at one wild card spot.
Right.
And then he said it was one of the more wild seasons because of Washington's goal differential. I don't know when the last time a team got in the playoffs at minus 37.
1994 was the
94.
I think it was the San Jose Sharks.
Wow, that's going back quite a ways.
So you got 30 years of teams probably getting into the playoffs with a positive goal differential, but this year you had two.
But just all the adversity the team went through, they traded pieces at the deadline. The high-priced goalie that they expected to carry them was nailed to the bench for the last month and a half of the season as Chucky Lindgren solidified his stranglehold on the job. Ovi caught fire when it looked like he was going to score 15 goals if he was lucky. Scores again last night, by the way, to lead off the scoring for the Capitals.
No Backy.
Yeah, no Backy.
No Backy.
Kuzi's gone.
Kuzi gone. Backy. Oshie was hurt some of the year.
Oshie in and out of the lineup.
I mean, Wilson's six-game suspension.
I mean, there's just a million things.
I mean,
how many different
rookies did they call up or young guys?
They had to lean on a lot of those guys. And that was a seismic shift for the team because Laviolette, his whole thing was relies on the vets, rookies don't play. And it stifled the growth of a guy like Connor McMichael. Mm-hmm. Saw what he did this year. He wasn't able to do that while Laviolette was here.
Told you multiple times during the season, what are you all worried about? They're not going to go to the playoffs. Just relax. I mean, I was wrong.
Right.
I kept saying, they're not going to go to the playoffs.
I didn't think
Why are you getting so excited? It's fine.
Doesn't it feel so good that like just over-delivered on a season where they told you that expectations are going to be low?
You know what's weird about it? Really weird about it? The last two games, maybe it's just me. I wasn't even that anxious. I mean, I was watching it and I was very involved, but I felt very weirdly confident.
You weren't puckered like previous years when you had the weight. You had the weight of expectations on the team.
Like midway through the third period last night. I was into the game, but at one point I stopped myself and I said, my expectations should not be high for this team. Like, just qualifying for the playoffs is the win.
Correct.
If they get in,
and then we just see what happens.
We're full blown free rolling right
now. You had house money. House money syndrome.
House money syndrome.
Now
the only issue
is it's a brand new season, right? And that's amazing. But they're not any younger and faster. They're still going to have problems with the fast
scoring.
If they haven't scored
4-1, 4-1 or get swept by the Rangers.
Yeah.
So be it.
Yeah.
I'm just happy that they're there.
There are more games to talk about.
Yeah, maybe their style, like the last couple games, their style was low scoring wins, blocking shots, good goalie play.
Yep.
Maybe that works in the playoffs.
Carberry helped lead them to 21 goal wins this season. 20 of them.
He did a remarkable job.
That is so much pressure.
And
I'll tell you this.
I mean, you know, we've had Alan May on the show for over a decade, right? Probably even longer than that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever seen him so giddy. I mean, obviously when he won Stanley Cup. But, I mean, last night, he was downright giddy after the game.
Yeah, post-game, I think Alexa Lanistoy said that he was almost in tears.
Dude, he was so
happy. For making the playoffs.
Right.
I mean, he loves it so much.
He was
so happy.
Yeah.
I mean, I was happy, of course. And I'll tell you what. I was stunned at the number of tweets I got from people saying, please, one less segment of quarterback talk. People were so lamenting all the skin. Like, they're just over it. They want something fun, something different.
Yeah, it's draft
something
fatigue.
Different
cool.
to talk about. Yeah.
Well, you got it today.
It's postseason success, which no teams have had around here of late.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great for the Caps to be back after missing the playoffs last year.
Yeah, you went through it yesterday. Not only have the professional teams been terrible,
hello,
here,
JP,
but the college basketball teams were terrible.
The Capitals on FanDuel 180-1 to win the Stanley Cup. The Rangers are 8-1.
Well, oh, by the way,
huge underdog. Wouldn't that be awesome if they could take out Coach Love?
That'd be fantastic. I mean that would make my decade if that happened.
Yeah.
On a side note, very happy you lost all of your bonus bet money by betting on the Flyers. Love that. Love to hear that.
I did.
That is a cherry on top.
100, 100 on the Bruins, loser. 200 on the Flyers, loser. But you know what? It was worth it.
It was exactly. No money out of your pocket. It was just bonus money.
It was bonus money. And but, bonus you know, money. People at FanDuel are great to me. But, yeah, I was like I told you yesterday, I hope I lose. I told Alan May, I hope I lose.
Right.
And he laughed.
I was hoping you were going to lose, too.
And I'm glad I lost.
Do you think the biggest reason this team went from 2% playoff chance to making the playoffs, it's as simple as Ovi got hot?
Well, it's Ovi got Lindgren. Hot and Lindgren.
I'd say it's Lindgren more than Ovi got hot. Don't you think? I mean, Lindgren was playing every game playing like that.
Yeah.
I mean, Ovi was scoring every once in a while.
I think I heard that Lindgren.
It helped.
I think he started like 25 of the last 29 games. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how often does that happen?
Carves just knew. He knew he couldn't just, if he was going to get to where he wanted to go, he had to rely on Chucky.
Doesn't that happen on many teams that have stud goaltenders?
But they play every
single
game.
They play the majority of the games?
Maybe down the stretch.
Down the stretch, I think.
No, they'll play the majority, but the backup will play, I don't know, 25 games?
I don't know. I'll look at Tampa, for example.
20 to 25 games.
Yeah. Cakes, you know what the Caps have heading into the playoffs? Hot goalie.
Hot goalie. They do have a hot goalie.
Hot goalie.
They do have that.
Right, is a big...
Keeps you in a lot of games.
Hot goalie.
You got a hot goalie. Chucky. Chucky's my guy. I may have to get a Chucky jersey.
What's his contract situation?
He has 1 year left on a three-year, $3.3 million deal.
All right, so he'll be back at least next year.
Oh, it's a lock he'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, BMAC could even start working on an extension to keep him in the fold.
Well, you never know. These goalies are mercurial, the way they're hot 1 year and then cold next year. I mean, Kemper just won a cup.
Glad that Chucky is hot right now.
Hope he was our guy and then moved on, and now he's out of the league.
I know. Retired. I
mean, it's crazy.
I know.
It happens fast, man. Ride the wave while you can, and it is exciting time, and it's totally like a bonus.
By the way, the real chef's kiss to last night's win was the fact that Torts pulled his goalie, even though Detroit scored, and the end result really didn't matter for him. Like, he didn't have to pull the goalie to win in regulation, because with Detroit winning or gaining a point, the Flyers were eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he didn't have to pull the goalie, and TJ Oshie scores in an empty net. Love that. That's fantastic.
And I guess there's a little bit of controversy because that he did it and didn't know, but he didn't know the result of the Detroit game, which it already eliminated him.
Right, but that's on him because I believe that there was like a minute and a half like gap between when Detroit scored
and when he pulled the goalie.
But in the moment, he didn't know, and he thought they needed a regulation win.
That's fine, but like if he were tech savvy and had somebody in his ear saying, Detroit just scored, we are eliminated, no need to pull the goalie.
But you know what? You might not want to know that.
Why does he care, though?
Yeah,
you
know
what I mean? He couldn't care less about Detroit's fan base. Or
I mean, I know Detroit's he wants to win the game. He's a coach.
I think his whole mindset and his defense is, I got to go out there and we got to win.
You know what? Mm-hmm. I should send him a gift basket. I'm incredibly happy that he pulled his goalie.
You know what? Does he have a charity? Does he have a charity? That's what all fan bases do all the time.
Yeah,
they donate to the person's charity that hooks them.
I'll send his favorite charity $25 today.
I like the idea of a fruit basket. Send it to him.
Right.
I like that idea, actually.
Yes, I loved seeing TJ Oshie screaming down the ice and just potting empty netter.
I tweeted about it. He was phenomenal last night. He's always this way, but He's just in every mix. He gets his stick on everything. He pokes everything out. He makes big goals. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's still quick as hell. I know there's a rumor that, you know, this may be his last season. Mm-hmm. It'd be a shame. He's still got a lot of life left in his game.
That was a just total gutty win by the Caps on no rest. And Carb
said it in the post game.
He's like, we were gassed. You could tell we were gassed. And if you watch that game, like, there were times where they were struggling to clear the puck out of their defensive zone. Mm-hmm. Like, the Flyers were putting immense forecheck pressure on the Caps, and you could tell the Caps were just, they were just flailing.
You could also tell, as Locker said during the final period, that every Cap was giving it his all in every shift.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted it.
The intensity was there.
Also, Caps, I think, got majorly hooked early when the puck goes off of Chucky. And then
that
goes
was
like
a weird one.
15 feet in the air.
Whistle blows.
And then he clenches up like he's got it. And the refs are like, okay, he's protecting the puck. We're going to blow the play dead. And then the puck just bounces off him into the back of the net.
I can't remember what the referee called there.
The referee basically said it wasn't like a continuous motion of the shot, I think, was the explanation. Yeah. It was weird.
Philly got, if that would have happened to the Caps, we would have been pissed.
But I'm pointing back here. This part of my body was clenching pretty hard when the refs were looked like they were conspiring against the Caps. We're going to call it a goal.
They should have been up.
You know who is happiest that the Caps make the playoffs?
Happiest. Hold on. Can I get a hint?
Sure. This person has been mentioned on the show as a possible scapegoat for the Caps missing the playoffs.
The happiest person.
You? Cakes for being a jinx?
It might be me.
No, Lauren Oshie.
Lauren Oshie.
With her playoff jackets that were pre-made 3 weeks before the season ended.
They can go back to that page if it's still active on her browser and hit submit.
Has she ever
wear playoff jackets?
Did they actually make them?
I've seen the renderings. I don't know if she's ever modeled them.
Yeah.
Okay.
But in fact, tweeting asking for playoff jackets when your position is not secured, when it's in doubt.
And I am also off the hook because one John DePompa, super Caps fan, super P1 of the show, claimed me to be a Capitals jinx because I sent out a pre-playoff selfie. Not a jinx.
You are off the hook. Although I have a lot of questions regarding your procedure moving forward.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, does your Scotty's cocktail change from game to game, or did you have the same?
I think I have to keep it the same now. I think the Scotty's cocktail of note, and if you guys want to make this at home, you can certainly do it. One, Scotty's vodka, of course. Mm-hmm. Proud sponsor of the show. We love ourselves some Scotty's vodka. Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. Add a healthy dose of ice. Crushed, if you can. Cubed is acceptable. A 12-ounce Topo Chico blueberry with hibiscus flavor and one lemon wedge. Throw it in a mixer. Act like Tom Cruise in Cocktail. Shake it up and pour it into a glass. And there you have your Scotty's vodka cocktail of the night. I think I have to keep doing that.
So it's beer plus vodka?
That drink and two beers. That's going to be...
No, but I'm saying the vodka... The beer. Topo Chico's a beer, right?
No, Chico's is flavored water.
Yeah, oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was a beer.
Another question.
Yes.
That's weird.
So I think you still keep this routine, but if they lose game one to the Rangers, maybe you change the order? No, change the cocktail.
Okay. I can do that. Keep Scotty's vodka, the constant, but I'll switch up the mixer. I'll get a Topo Chico like variety pack.
There you go.
So that's what I'll do. That'll be the move. And a lime or two. Just switch up the garnish.
I thought about bringing in some Scotties and some mixers for a celebration.
Oh, yeah. It's probably better you didn't.
But I was too tired.
Better
too lazy.
Because like that extra drink, I can feel it right there in the back of my brain right now.
It's still there.
Well, I'm old and I shouldn't be having three drinks before bed. Two drinks is
optimal. I can tell you this. If they beat the Rangers, which is, you know, long shot. But if they beat the Rangers, big time celebration.
Who do we need to hate? One. We need to hate Artemi Panarin.
Yeah, the bread man, Artemi Panarin, him.
Kreider.
Yeah, probably their goalie, too. Is it Igor Shesterkin?
Shesterkin.
Yeah, I have a hard time pronouncing his name. Yeah, and let's. I love the guy. I used to love the guy. We can hate Coach Laviolette.
I still like him.
I like him too, but right now, as the opponent, I'm forced to not like him.
Right.
Well, we don't like we don't like Eric Gustafson. We don't like Jimmy Vesey. We don't like Jacob Troube or Trouba.
Yep. Screw all those guys.
We don't like Adam Fox. We don't like any of those guys.
They have a guy named Capo Caco.
Okay. I don't like him either.
We don't like him.
I need to see the schedule in front of me. I need to see when game one
it's
is.
It's going
to
be Saturday or Sunday. I need to see still that. Still up in the air.
All right, phone lines are open if you want to chime in. We're riding the Caps high. 800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. You can also text us. Thompson Creek Windows text machine is open. 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can always tweet us on X at Junks Radio. Our pal Chris Russell is going to join us at 8 o'clock. Mike Rizzo, GM of the Nats at 9. And Brian Dozier, former Nats player. They are celebrating 5 years since they won the World Series. It's alumni weekend for the Washington Nationals. So we will talk to Brian Dozier at 9:45. But the phone lines are open. 800-636-1067. Caps are in the playoffs. Do you think they can make a run? What are your expectations? We'll take your calls next here on the Junkies.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Wow, wow, what a moment. And you guys, I'm so proud of this group. This group was counted out months ago. No, they won't be able to achieve this. No, that's it, they're done. No, they're not going to be able to make it to the playoffs and be a playoff team. And what this team and the character inside this room, what it continued to do day after day after day, A, came to work, put their hard hats on, whether it was practice, whether it was film, but B, showed up every night on the road out west. We'd have a tough night. The next night we would fight and respond and find a way to win hockey games, no matter what anybody outside this room said. I'm so proud of this group. Congratulations.
Coach Carberry, a lot of people saying should be in the running for Coach of the Year.
Hell yeah.
I mean, he should certainly get consideration. I mean, I don't know if he'll ultimately win it. I mean, we had Tarik El-Bashir on 2 weeks ago who said exactly that. He said if the Caps make the playoffs, that Spencer Carberry should be the Coach of the Year.
I saw John Buccigross on the Altcast a couple games ago, and he said he definitely should be considered for Coach of the Year. However, his caveat was, you probably could say that for every coach of every playoff team. Right. There's a story to tell for each of them.
Yep.
Yeah, but how many of them were sellers at the deadline and no one thought they were going there?
I don't know.
Yeah.
And how many of those teams struggled to score goals? Was using a backup goalie for most of the year? Minus 37 goal differential. That's a big number.
Another satisfying byproduct are the tears from opposing fan bases, especially Detroit, who are just uber salty that the Caps somehow made it with their negative 37 goal differential. And there's a lot of smack talk about how the Caps are going to get punished in the first round by the Rangers. But that's fine. They're there. They made the dance. They have the wild card 2 spot, and you do not. Thank you very much.
Think about how
very satisfying.
How crazy the end result was last night, where a coach pulls his goalie with 3 minutes left in a tie, 1-1.
Right.
Because they have to win in regulation to get to the playoffs. I mean, it's kind of nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if that's ever happened before.
Did Carbs know that? You think that he was knew that if he hung in there that they would pull the goalie?
I'm sure he did.
I'm sure he did.
I would assume.
They were talking about it on the broadcast.
I mean, he knew he had. They were saying of course they he knew the scenario.
They were saying they thought he might do it at 5 minutes.
Yeah, I heard like Locker saying it might have been even before that.
Mm.
I was shocked it took Torts that long to pull the goalie.
And I don't know about you, but typically I pucker a little bit when they pull the goalie. You know,
sure.
But last night I was pretty darn comfortable. I don't know, it was weird. I had a weird confidence these last 2 days, just based on the way the game was playing out. The guys were playing well. I wasn't super confident going into the game, but as the game was playing out, it was, I don't know, weirdly confident.
Carberry's hit on a formula because he knows his team can't score. It's lock down defensively and rely on Chucky and score 2, maybe 3 goals and eke out and just grind out wins.
Uh-huh.
That's what he has to do.
Caps fared pretty well against the Rangers in the regular season. I think they played him 4 times, and I believe it was a split.
I like the sound of that.
Well, the last two were in January. They played on January 13th and January 14th.
Yeah.
Lindgren was in goal for both of those.
They split
they
there.
They won 3-2 at home, and then they lost in New York 2-1. Before that, they got waxed by New York 5-1, but I'm going to toss that out. That was Darcy Kemper.
All right.
It feels good to eliminate the Flyers. That's one.
The Pens.
The Penguins. And the Red Wings in one fell swoop.
Yeah.
Just ushered them all aside. Said all of you guys can go schedule your tee times. And I know that's kind of douchey of me to say, but trust me, we've all gotten sent the gif of Ovi with the golf bag over his head before he won the Stanley Cup.
Mm-hmm.
So now I feel emboldened enough to say that to other fan bases.
Mm.
Now that the Caps have actually got some hardware. And they got that stand years back.
What is the makeup of, like, I'm sure none of us really have a good breakdown of the Rangers. Like,
I'm honestly not even thinking about the Rangers yet.
All right.
I'm
just trying to think how, you know, what kind of challenge that we have.
I know they score a lot. I mean, I think they had 114 points to close the regular season.
Panarin had 49 goals.
I don't think I like that guy.
We don't like any of those guys.
I still have a soft spot for Labs. I'm sorry. I can't just conjure up this fake.
Looks like they're seventh in the league in goals per game. Let me look at their shooting percentage. Shooting percentage, the best team in the league is Vancouver, 12%. The Rangers, top 10. I have to look at the goaltending stats.
So the four matchups.
Goaltending stats, they're good too. 2.76 allowed, which is top 6 or so. Washington's about middle of the pack, so they're good. I mean,
so the four matchups, it looks like the home team won every game.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to double check, but it looks like they played the Rangers in December with Lindgren in the goal, shutout win at home, 4-0.
Good.
Then they had the game with Kemper in New York, lost that one 5-1. Played twice, back-to-back nights in January. They won at home 3-2 with Lindgren in the goal. Lost the next night in New York 2-1 with Lindgren in the goal.
So Chucky's 2-1 against them.
2-1 against them. And hey, he's only given up in 3 games. You're talking about the goal scoring.
Yeah.
2 goals in 3 games.
Look, they're a huge underdog, but they got a shot. It's playoff hockey.
Oh, yeah. Anything can happen.
Anything can happen in playoff hockey.
It totally changes. Just as long as they're not playing a super, super fast team.
3 goals in 3 games, sorry.
That's what seems to really kill them. That seems to be their biggest Achilles heel. But
they definitely got the Lavi bump. That's been his reputation throughout his career as a head coach. They set franchise records with 55 wins and 114 points. So whenever he brought to the Rangers, it worked because they're the one seed.
Mm-hmm.
So they're, you know, I know the fan base here kind of soured on Laviolette after three seasons. I'm sure they're loving him in New York at this point.
Right. But, and like you said, the Caps did get two huge breaks last night. One was in the first period when the puck ricocheted off of Lindgren, went 20 feet in the air and then landed behind him and went in.
I don't think I've ever seen that
before. Was nuts. And then, of course, with Tortorella pulling the goalie.
Right.
With 3 minutes left.
Fantastic.
So two huge breaks there.
What's the history of eight seeds in the NHL playoffs?
I know, like, when the Kings won the Cup, they were an eight seed. I can't remember what year that was. I want to say it was like 7 or 8 years ago.
I was going to say, it was more than 5, less than 10.
Yeah. But other than them, I don't know how many eight seeds have won the Stanley Cup.
I see that the Florida Panthers, not when they won the Cup, did knock off the Bruins in the first round. So it happens.
Yeah.
Well, didn't it happen last year?
Here it is. 5, I guess it's been at least 6 number 8 seeds have made it all the way at least to the conference final since 2000.
So that's encouraging. Weren't the Bruins a 1 seed last year and lost in the first round?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe that happened.
I don't know. I don't know how similar the Rangers are to the Capitals in terms of, remember, the Capitals, I believe they won the President's Trophy, high-scoring offense, and they lost to the Canadiens in a kind of a stunner series. I mean, that was probably 10 years ago.
That was, I think, that might have been 2009.
Yep.
That was more than 10 years
ago. Wow.
Gosh. Yeah, it's going way back.
2009-2010 season.
But kind of similar parallels, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
High-flying offense. Canadiens had a hot goalie and kind of mucked it up in front of the net. Might be the same kind of strategies that Capitals need to have.
Yeah, so it's definitely possible. But, man, what a huge win last night.
Huge win.
I'm surprised we haven't got any huge calls dub. From Caps fans that want to kind of
Caps fans, where are you?
In. I really am surprised.
Maybe they ought a few extra drinks celebrating.
Where are you, people?
Celebrating the playoff berth.
Are the people?
I got so many tweets last night about saying, thank God we can spend one less segment on the Skins quarterback situation.
We were not going to talk about the Topgolf get-together?
I actually thought that was pretty interesting. That's a unique way of doing it.
Got all the quarterbacks together.
Was it all the quarterbacks or was it like 30 guys?
30 guys.
Yeah, 30 guys.
Yeah, it was a big gathering.
There's got to be some pictures there.
That's a big bill coming your way at Topgolf.
Unless they rented out the whole joint and just shut it down.
They might have just rented out like 8 or 10, you know, bays.
Yeah, but there had to be some guys that's a bays over and seeing all those guys and they get their phones out.
Maybe they didn't rent out the whole spot.
Can somebody send me a pic of Drake May hitting bombs?
Well, they have two levels, so I don't think they would have. You think they would the whole thing?
Right. So I'm saying there should have been people seeing these guys walking around.
Yeah.
Freaking out.
Well, of course.
Rent a little party area. That's what we did for Drab's 40th birthday.
Understood. That's why I want some pictures. I'm surprised I didn't get any.
You need some vids. Maybe it was closed out to the public. That could be.
That's my guess.
It's not a bad soul read.
I mean, do they really want the general public just gawking these guys?
Probably not. Probably want to keep them at bay.
Yeah,
so
but you probably only know the four quarterbacks.
Well,
you're not going to know the big offensive linemen.
You're right, but that's enough. You see Jaden Daniels and Drake May and Caleb Williams. Was Caleb there? They didn't invite him.
No, I don't think Caleb's on the invite list.
Penix is the one kind of outside the group of three that was invited. I saw Penix at the airport, and I saw Jaden Daniels at the airport.
All right. I want to see some pictures of them at
Maybe they'll come streaming in.
Yeah.
All right, it's time now for Chasing 895. Alex Ovechkin scored his 31st goal this season in the first period to help propel the Caps to a 2-1 win over the Flyers, clinching a playoff berth in a win-and-get-in scenario. Ovi now has 853 career goals. This is his 18th 30-goal season in his career.
And on to the right board and now out to center for Protas. 2 minutes to go here on the first period. No goals yet. Back along the near side for Roshi. He rang the post 15 seconds in, and a puck in front, they score! It's sent in for the right side, and it's Alex Ovechkin with 1:52 left in the first period. It's 1-0 Washington, and it looked like a feed from Dylan McIlrath that set it up along the left post.
John Walton with the call. Chasing 895 is presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. We'll be
okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We all know baseball is a long season. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of the game. So far this year, I've had conversations with Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders. Plus, every week we look at the state of Major League Baseball, which teams are exceeding expectations, which ones are struggling to meet them. Follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be right back. So we mentioned the Top Golf excursion by the Commanders prospects.
Mm-hmm.
They get together not only the quarterbacks, and the quarterbacks included Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix, also all the rest of the prospects that they're looking at. I've seen reports between 20 and 30 guys. We're at Topgolf, and apparently this is something that Adam Peters brought over from his days in San Francisco with the thought that they want to see how the guys interact with their peers.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's not just Adam Peters there. Dan Quinn was there and the owner, Josh Harris,
mm-hmm.
and apparently they did 20-minute interviews with each of the guys.
At Topgolf.
Not sure if it was at Top Golf.
Yeah, there's no way they were doing that at Top Golf.
I'm guessing that the interview portion probably at Commander's Park. Yeah. I would assume.
I mean, I'm just asking questions.
Then they went over and had a good time.
I mean, maybe
they
reading this from
wings at Top Golf. Who knows?
Brian Manning on Commander's Wire
just
said the plan was for each player to go through 20-minute interviews with the coaching staff, management, and owner Josh Harris.
Right.
According to Mike Garofolo of the NFL Network. I was listening to Grant and Danny driving around yesterday. Danny upset that Josh Harris is in the mix. Does it irk you that the owner, or does it worry you that the owner is in on these meetings?
I heard Grant and Danny when Danny was talking about it. It doesn't really concern me that much. Now it does.
Does it feel like it, Dan Snyder?
No, it would concern me, and I side with Danny on this. It would concern me if Josh Harris is there, and then
makes the pick.
And then during the draft, he goes and bum rushes Adam Peters and says, "Oh, you want to take Drake May? No, we're not doing that. We're taking JJ McCarthy because right. that's my guy." Like if that starts happening, then yeah,
was JJ
I've got a real
at
problem.
The Top Golf? Did they say?
I think so.
I think he was invited.
But for him being in the room and observing what's happening, and I think like during the combine, didn't. The story was that Adam Peters kind of looped in Josh Harris. Was like, hey, come sit in on the meeting. And Harris like, okay, I'll do that. It's Josh Harris. I'll sit in and I'll listen. I like processes and, you know, I can do that.
It's pretty good, Harris.
That's my Josh Harris.
I think it's pretty good. I don't have a problem with it. I think he's just kind of learning the NFL, learning the dynamics. And I don't have a problem with him chiming in on, say, the personality characteristics of a guy. You know, I don't really want him breaking down game tape.
No.
But I don't think he would. But I think if he said, hey, man, I got a little vibe here about this, I think his I think he's probably a pretty good people reader.
Definitely.
Being as successful as he is, I have no problem with it. The example I give, and I've given it oftentimes, is my good friend who got into the golf industry, came from the finance world.
Right.
Knew nothing about the golf industry.
Yeah.
What did he do? He went over and he started volunteering at golf courses, and he started mowing greens. He started, raking traps. He started working in the pro shop.
Yeah.
Work, just like when Brett took over Supdogs. What'd he do? He got in there, learned the whole business from start to finish.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do.
Sure.
It's a new business. Look, he's a professional sports owner, but he hasn't been in the NFL. He wants to see how the process works. And if he wants to chime in on a personality or a trait or so or some guy, kid, I have no problem with it.
EB, you say you're a great people reader.
Elite.
So let's say you're just focusing level on the four quarterbacks that are at Top Golf.
Yeah.
Would somebody having a doo-doo swing bother you?
I pondered this. No, I've thought about this because, I've seen Allen Iverson swing a baseball bat. He's one of the greatest athletes of all time.
Yeah.
And it was horrific. But then, have you seen golf? I've seen golfers, seen like Ovi. Like, Ovi doesn't really know. And
yeah.
Ovi's a hockey player. Most hockey guys have great hockey,
hand
golf
eye
swings. And then you
Ovi
think
has
about
a hole
it
in one, too.
Yeah. Ovi is, one of the greatest of all time. Most of the great quarterbacks are pretty good golfers because they're great athletes. Most of them. No, they really are.
They usually
have Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady's pretty good. Josh Allen's very, very good.
What about this new wave?
Mahomes was in like the match or something.
Yeah. The new wave of quarterbacks, though. You think Jaden Daniels, Michael Penix Jr.,
May is a good
JJ McCarthy, Drake May, they're all golfers?
May definitely is a golfer, 100%.
Yeah, I believe
you. In fact, May was playing at RTJ with Sam Howell the day Sam Howell was traded.
Yes, I did hear
Sam
that.
Sam Howell finishes
so
round.
I don't doubt that for a second.
No, I'm sorry. No, it wasn't. Was it RTJ?
It doesn't matter where they were. They were playing together
sure. I'm sorry. I don't think it was up here.
I think they were playing like down by Augusta.
You know what? It was Augusta. I think it was Augusta.
I think it was Augusta.
That is right.
It was Augusta.
I heard you say that.
I
kind of would rather them be good golfers.
Would
you?
Would you judge them
playing too much golf?
Right,
but
not too
it
much.
Shows elite athleticism.
Would you judge them?
It's the hardest game in the world.
On like drinking beers and that sort of thing.
What?
Sure, of course.
Well, hold on, slow down.
They're at Top Golf. They're hanging with 25. Let's just use the number 25 because I've seen 20 and 30. So they're hanging with 25 prospects.
I probably would judge them if they're ordering beers.
I don't want them going crazy.
Like if they have not necessarily crazy, but what if they just have one?
You mean like a social setting?
A social beer, Top Golf is acceptable.
You do you. Everyone has their own boundaries. But I think in an interview situation, it's essentially an interview. You probably don't want to open up that Pandora's box. I know when I start getting the cocktails in me, I start feeling good.
But I'm going to guess it.
I mean, they're college kids.
You don't want that in an interview.
Like the Commanders are hosting it. They're going to have an open bar there, I'm assuming, for the prospects. It's probably a little bit of a test. Like, hey, who's having 9 gin and tonics? Or who's having
Josh Harris.
I wouldn't go, I would advise my son, if he was in that situation, or my daughter, I would say, if they have an open bar, maybe stay away. Not that my kids are bad, but just don't even open that. Like, just show that you don't need to drink.
You got some restraint?
Yeah, just show you have restraint, and it's not a big deal to you.
I would think most people comport themselves in the appropriate way.
But why risk it? It's the most important interview of your life.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just wondering.
Why risk it?
What are they looking for in terms of interactions? Like, I can't see anybody coming in there and being a complete jackass.
No.
And you being like, we don't want this guy on our team.
But you might see some kid is just too shy. Like, he's not even comfortable.
Well, they're getting a preview of how they're going to interact
with their peers.
You see some guys a loner.
Yeah, you know what I would like to see.
Maybe a red flag.
I would like to see Penix and May all of a sudden doing like the hot shot target golf thing, and someone getting overly competitive about it.
Right.
Yeah.
If all of a sudden I see Penix challenging everyone to something.
Yeah.
You know what? That's a good quality to have in a quarterback.
Penix's got to find the lefty clubs at Top Golf. Those are hard to find.
He's probably struggling to find some.
Well, that would also be a good test. Let me see him swing righty. How good is he?
Or if Drake May's trying to teach Jaden Daniels how to swing a club, that's a good quality to have.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I can't articulate my elite people reading skills. you have it or you don't. You don't have it. I know for a fact. You introduced me to a couple people, donks. One in particular, it was the donk in my life for years. back in college. I'll tell you during the break.
Oh, now I don't know who this person
yeah,
is.
Yeah, you already know. We've debated it and joked about it.
What's the first name?
I don't want to say it.
Do I know?
He introduced you to a mega donk.
Yeah, donk.
Hmm. Okay.
People reading skills are... my people reading skills literally
Oh,
elite.
You're talking about the guy that went to Roosevelt with
yes,
us.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't even know him that well. We were just looking for a roommate.
I wasn't looking for any roommate.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
I wasn't looking for any roommate. Right? I mean, I wasn't looking for a criminal.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Now I know who you're talking about.
Anyway, I know exactly
listen,
who we're talking about.
I'm just teasing him. But my
he was fun to hang out with, though.
My people read skills are elite.
Not when you have to bail that person out of jail.
The first night you meet him.
Yeah. And I did. I was on the ride to do that. I remember it distinctly.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't know. They should have had me over at Topgolf. I could have just sat back there quiet.
Yeah, in the corner.
People reading consultant.
In the corner with like a legal pad, taking notes.
Up here.
Oh.
Would you want a guy, so the quarterbacks, especially these top quarterbacks, to a certain extent, they should have a certain level of arrogance, confidence. Mm-hmm. Do you want somebody coming in with a lot of like
bravado
and swag that like I'm better than you?
You mean like
pick the quarterback like Jane Daniels just
you mean like
has like a he's got like a vibe that
you can't
he's
be abrasive. No, you can't have an abrasive.
I'm gonna guess most of those guys just approach it as they were cool with each other, just a cool
especially
hang
in a social setting.
Now, it's not a stuffy dinner like at a high end restaurant. It's Topgolf with beers and wings and jalapeno poppers. Like it's not that
they just want to have fun. Just want the kids to have fun.
Right. Now you do want a leader, so you know I don't know how I don't know how you necessarily would see that at Topgolf, but you don't want a guy challenging everybody at friggin' you know everything at Topgolf. You want a guy that gets along with everyone.
All right, we will be talking more Caps throughout the show. Caps, of course, advance to the playoffs. They'll take on the New York Rangers. Also, Chris Russell, host on the Team 980 from 1 to 4 p.m. He'll join us at 8 a.m. Mike Rizzo, Nats GM at 9, and Brian Dozier as they celebrate the 5-year anniversary. It's the Nats Alumni Weekend. He will join us at 9:45. That's all right here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.